Friday, and that's always a day for beautiful poetry. This is Warwick Hadfield. He's back with Friday's poem.
On Radio National's Bookshelf program, Kate Evans and a panel explore the link between cricket and fiction, including a review of Inga Simpson's new landmark work, Willow Man, the latest, as Kate reveals, in a long list of novels featuring cricket as a central theme. Poetry and cricket have also long been gentle bedfellows. John Arlott, the fabled BBC cricket commentator, loved poetry as much as cricket, producing most of Dylan Thomas's broadcasts. Arlott also wrote his own poetry, this one called On a Great Batsman, suggested by Dennis Compton, but equally applicable this morning to Steve Smith, who scored yet another double century against the West Indians as the Fremantle Doctor rolled into Perth yesterday. On a Great Batsman by John Arlott. As the gull conceals in easeful glide, the inborn gift to curb and ride, the gale merging the sea wind's force with lovely movement on a chosen course, so, in time swoop, he moves to charm the ball down swirling from the bowler's arm, along some glissade of his own creation, beyond the figure's black and white rotation. Recorded centuries leave no trace on memory of that timeless grace.
That's On a Great Batsman by John Arlott. Thanks to Warwick Hadfield for that beautiful poem, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.